The green team is here, the Wollaston Garden Club, getting ready for their annual spring plant sale. This coming Saturday, actually, at the Wollaston Congregational Church. That must mean Kathy Kerbels and Ann Forsman are in studio. We all got the memo, ladies. The green,
we're all in green.
The green memo.
The
yeah.
green team. When you said that, I was like, and we're not the Celtics. You know?
Although you might want to be this.
I know,
this
God
week.
Love them. I know, but yes, the green team today.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good to see you, Joe.
You too. Thanks for coming over. I have to pull this over just a little bit so we can see. There you go.
Yeah.
This bleeding heart is really dominating the studio here.
It's amazing, yeah. isn't it? It's so pretty. I just think it's
stunning. Just one of many one for of sale on Saturday.
And is right there with the pitch.
But it is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
Kathy, before we talk about the sale, let's talk about the club.
Yep.
Tell me about the Garden Club. How's things going this year?
We're doing really well.
You've only been around for over 100 years. So
close to it. Yeah. Not quite, but getting there, which we're really proud of. And we have 120 members, men and women. And, you know, we've just been having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the part of the club that I really like, is that there's so many people, there's so many different interests. I mean, not everybody maybe goes into their garden and digs like Ann and I and a bunch of other people. But other people do floral arranging, and we have hospitality. I mean, when our club gets together, we're quite a fun
You're
group.
You're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, but fun, too. I mean, really, you know, we have speakers come in every month, and we learn something different than you may or may not know.
Yeah, have you had other events already this year?
Well, our green sale was in December.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so this is our spring sale.
Okay.
So we have a winter sale and a spring sale, and other than that, we, you know, our club members coming to meetings, and we alternate between an afternoon event and an evening event, so that people who work could come. We do our meetings from September to June, and then July and August, which cracks people up. Why don't you meet in July and August? I'm like, well, we're all in our gardens.
Right.
But we do have strolls, which is a really fun thing. One member will open their yard and let people just stroll. It's not a structured event. It's just come look at my garden, see what I'm growing this year.
Yeah.
And I love that because everybody's garden is different. It's amazing.
Share ideas, get inspiration.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Maybe,
you know,
pass along some different plants.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know,
it's a real garden party.
Literally and figuratively, exactly. It is.
But when you're standing in somebody's garden that you've never been in before, and just get to walk around, and other people are there, and we're all talking garden, I mean, that's pretty cool, I think.
For new members or folks who want to be new members, where and when do you meet?
We meet every third
we meet
Thursday.
On the third
Thank you.
Thursday yes. of every month.
Okay.
That's right.
And we have membership information, which will be available at our plant sale
That's
on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
You could join then, or you could talk to members about the club
yeah.
or online.
Our $30
membership
for the year.
Yeah.
$30 for the year.
All
the
of
year.
Our
so
membership information
yeah.
is
yeah.
available
yeah.
on our website.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a really nice website, WollastonGardenClub.com.
Yes. Yep.
You were asking about some other events.
Yes.
Very recently, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston hosted an Art in Bloom event with many designs that were, many floral designs that were inspired by pieces of art within the museum. It's an ongoing thing they've been doing for decades. And every year, we have members who participate. And also the Housenet Garden Club has members that participate. So that's just, you asked about events. And as a group, sometimes we'll go in and take a tour as a group, but almost always our individual members will go in to support our members that have done the designs. And that's just stunningly pretty.
Yeah. Well, every year they get something really different.
Unusual.
Is that right?
Yeah. The museum gives you a piece.
Yep.
Gives you a piece of tapestry, gives you a bowl,
or
gives
painting,
you a painting,
or a statue,
or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's spread out through the entire museum, so it's really a fun,
this
very
year,
busy day.
Our members got a tile, a ceramic terracotta shaped tile.
Yeah.
Looked like the blade of a ceiling fan.
Okay.
All painted with.
So that was how they.
So they take that and what do what with it?
This is a tricky part for me to understand.
Creative floral design?
They create a floral design inspired by that. It could be inspired by the country of origin, such as the natural indigenous plants to that area, or the colors in the tile, or the design of the tile.
So when you say a floral design, it's just
a vase full of flowers, a container.
Okay,
yes. A container.
Yeah. A container is part of the overall,
design.
Design.
Yeah. Ah,
it's quite amazing, and nothing I would ever do myself.
No, me either.
Nothing. but we have people that love that kind of a challenge,
yeah.
And so good for them, you know. So
very recently, just this past Saturday, the new invasive plant committee held its first outing.
Yes, of which I'm a member. And honestly, the invasive species management committee.
Yes, that's
so
the
has been
name,
formed.
Yes.
Yep, by Heather Liss, who is our environmental scientist for the city, and Mike Casanelli, who is our urban forester, with the support of the mayor and just the Parks Department in general. So they've developed an ongoing committee to help plan events, educate the community on why, first of all, what the invasive species are, why they're a problem, and what they can do to help not only eradicate them, but to replant with native plants that will help to increase local pollinators and help our local flora and fauna.
Yeah.
So our kickoff event was last Saturday down on Fenno Street near the Sailors Cemetery. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
The Veterans Cemetery?
Sailors Home Cemetery.
Sailors Home Cemetery.
That's the technical name, yeah.
And we cleared out garlic mustard, we cleared out multiflora rose, we cleared out burdock, and a few other,
like Japanese honeysuckle.
And then they replanted.
I think, what do you have, about 25 people?
Yeah, I would say there were 25 people at the Soft event, of which six of them were Wollaston Garden Club members.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
What did you replace the invasive species with?
Well, the part that I worked on, we replaced with winterberry.
Okay.
So as you enter, if you haven't done that little walk, it's a nice walk, and it takes you down through, it's opposite, adjacent to the salt marsh, and it takes you down to the cemetery.
Okay.
But as you enter, there was a tree that was just totally overgrown with invasive Japanese honeysuckle and this multiflora rose, which is not a good rose.
Okay.
So anyway, we dug all that out and cleaned that up and planted winterberry in our area. But she had six or seven other varieties of there was a hickory there, and there was a number of other plants. And I do believe that Heather Liss, L-I-S, would have that information on the website on what was planted.
Okay, so it's important to note that there are professionals there to tell you what is good and what is bad and what to do about it.
It was very educational. There were a lot of people there that had, it was their first time doing something like that.
I would think, Do you have any other events planned, do you know?
They're going to plan something probably either end of June, beginning of July, along the lines of Black Swallow, and probably another invasive species eradication movement. But the purpose of the committee is to develop programming and educational program, but also to come up with events. So if anyone has a good idea about the type of event that would be helpful, they are more than welcome to let Heller Liss or Mike Casanelli know.
Okay.
Because they're looking for input from the community.
And volunteers, too, right?
And volunteers, always volunteers.
Sure.
And the timing is such that, like, when the garlic mustard is in bloom, you want to get it. And you want to get rid of it.
When it's ripe for the picking.
Yes, but you don't want it to spread.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. And so the timing of some of these events.
Yeah, they say 1 year of flowers is many, many years in a seed bank.
Oh, is that right?
So, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years.
And then
if the plant goes to flower.
Right, it's time sensitive, some of this invasive.
Interesting.
Work.
Yeah. Do you know are there other garden clubs taking an interest?
The Housenet Garden Club was also there.
Yeah. How about Seaside?
I don't think so, but I'm sure they would if it was a very physical event, a lot of digging and whatever.
Yes.
That might not be what they're up to, but I'm sure they would be supportive of the efforts.
Seeing as we're speaking about invasive plants, can we also speak, I've had a request to ask you ladies a question about invasive critters, and what to do about
rabbits,
those varmints.
Are we talking rabbits?
Eating rabbits, everything? Groundhogs, squirrels,
that's a good question, and we wish we could answer it ourselves.
Okay. Grin and bear it, is that the advice?
Well, there are a couple of things. Yeah. All right, so there are a couple of things you can do. I mean, one, if it's rodents, you can contact the Board of Health and they'll set traps, because
certainly,
some people have that.
Yeah.
It's really illegal to trap. Like, it's illegal for you to put out a home, have a heart trap to catch squirrels or rabbits, mm-hmm. because you can't relocate them.
Yeah.
So I would discourage people from doing that, because it's just not okay to do it.
Yeah, I think if you maybe more deterrence, you know.
More deterrence. Some
people
will hang.
There are some products that you can spray. Yeah. You know, there are people who have good luck with Irish Spring soap for like deer and things like that.
Well, deer don't like the smell of humans. So if you have deer in your area, some people will put the Irish Spring soap. Mm-hmm. Some people will hang fabric softener sheets on their rhododendrons.
Yeah.
And it might help.
Okay.
The rabbits are voracious.
Yes.
And all of the products, the fox urine, there are products that you can put down as a barrier.
Yeah.
Or if you have a dog, you can walk your dog around the area and have them pee around the area.
Right, okay.
You know, that's helpful. And they sell things that you can, I try, you know, like I'm always putting down, spraying my things with things that are, repels all is one brand, and there are several brands.
Okay.
But rain washes them off.
That's right. Yeah.
And who's up at 3 a.m. going out when the rain has stopped spraying
when
again?
When they're eating, right?
And they're munching.
Yeah,
so
I know. When you see them, you know, sitting on your front lawn, or the other day I saw one sitting on my back deck, I'm like, what is he waiting for?
Mocking
lunch?
You.
I know. Yes, exactly. And we tried to follow. Where did he go? But we don't know.
Yeah.
Where do they
It's the bane of gardeners' existence.
Right
sure.
now. and I'll say that I've lived in Quincy over 40 years, and I can't ever remember rabbits like we've had in like the last 5 to 8 years.
Interesting.
We don't have any coyotes anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, there's coyotes.
Well, where there are coyotes, there are fewer rabbits.
Right.
So I don't have coyotes in my neighborhood.
Sure.
I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the sale. It's this coming Saturday, 9 to noon at Wally Kong.
Rain or shine. It's outside in the driveway of the Wallaston Congregational Church on the corner of Lincoln and Winthrop. The line forms usually around 8:30. People like to come and get the best selection. So what has happened in the past month is that our members and ourselves have gone around and divided. Like, this is a dividing of plant that I divided in my own yard, and I got 5 of these, which I brought 1 of these. And we'll tag everything. It's kind of dirty, but it'll tell you that it's a large pink bleeding heart, and I'll tell you that it needs to be in pot to full shade to really shine like this. So, and then we always have master gardeners and our own gardeners walking around helping. And we suggest anybody who really wants to come, look in their yard and say, oh, it's very shady where I want to plant something. That helps us give you the right plant, you know, a recommendation, you know.
Okay.
So do you have a lot of sun? Do you have a lot of shade? Are you trying to fill a big area with just like some hosta, which we have a lot of?
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's a fun, quick, busy event, which we've been leading up to for the past month. We've all been babysitting plants in our backyard. I have 187. You have
I have about 97.
It.
Okay, all right.
We just keep potting them up and telling people, here, take them home and babysit them. So they'll all come.
Fostering the plants.
Yes, that's right. Exactly, you know, and just make sure that they get watered and, you know, only take home, if you only have shade, only take home shade plants, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then they all come on Friday to the church, and we organize them and price them and get it ready for Saturday. And then by 11:30, even though we say we're till 12, it's close.
Nothing but leaves left on the ground.
Well, we'll have a few. We'll have some plants left, but the selection is
offer, in this year, to all the elementary schools, we sent around to all the elementary principals and their PTOs, the offer to come at 11:30, and we'll walk around with you and give you whatever plants.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah. We want the plants to go to a good home.
Yeah, and they can start their own garden, maybe
and
at the school even. Right?
A lot of people, that's what we're, you know, hoping that they will put in their school yards.
I see,
and
okay.
Things like that, you know. So at that point, we'll just, you know, please come and we'll walk around with you and just please take them.
Yep.
No cost.
Now, Anne, you brought a perennial with you.
I brought a sun-loving autumn joy sedum.
Sedum, yep.
So this particular plant, this was a sedum that was divided and we got six of them from this. So it will continue to fill out and get larger. And what's nice about this plant is that late in the summer, when everything else is sort of dying back.
Color-wise.
When you don't have a lot of flowers left, this will bloom into the most beautiful orangey floor. It's gorgeous.
Very, very
And pretty. I also brought a perennial geranium.
You can get that for
I will.
It didn't fit on the table, but.
It's too tall for the table, but that's
really
okay.
We have a lovely selection of these.
And we do, and they wintered over beautifully. And this
wonderful.
Is a mounding plant, so this can take partial shade. It's not it doesn't need to be in sun at all. And it also has a citronella kind of smell to it. So it's supposed to help with mosquito deterrent. I don't know.
Okay.
We can hope.
But but it does produce a pretty
flowering.
Pink flower. Yep. And it will continue to flower for a while. I've got some buds coming and this will spread.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is called a big root geranium.
Nice.
And
out of one of our members' yard.
Out of
you would have looked at it, and said, "Oh, well, that's just a little bit." But then you divide it up, and
it takes off.
It's a filler. If you've got an area that you like in a partial shade, part shade, it'll do really well.
Now, will we have any vegetables?
We will have vegetables and some annuals, flowers.
Yeah.
Some herbs, maybe?
And it's herbs?
Yes, we have herbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy's picking up. What are you interested in?
Have you been busy in your work, in your workshop, in your carpentry skills?
I have. Okay. Yeah, I have. And together with Kathy's husband, Joe, we'll have a couple of gift items. We've done a couple of plant chairs.
Okay.
So, they're pretty.
Fun.
So, chairs that were otherwise going to
go into the trash.
Yeah.
So, recycle.
Repurposed.
Yeah.
Upcycle.
Yeah. So.
And the funds raised go right back to your community projects, right, Kathy?
They do. Yeah. And honestly, I'd like to talk about one other community project.
Okay, we've got a minute left, yeah.
Okay, the food waste diversion project that we started at North Quincy High School and at Quincy High School. We still have two volunteers that are doing it, along with paid staff through the program. Kathy Mead and Ann Weatherby, they go to one of the schools every week, and Ruth Davis is coordinating it, along with Finbar, who is a paid person at the schools. We take 450 pounds of food waste weekly from Quincy High School and another 1,000 pounds weekly from North Quincy High School.
That would otherwise go
into the trash that the city would pay to get rid of.
Yeah, and it gets composted.
It gets composted through Black Earth Compost. Yep. You've seen them around town. But this is one of the pilot projects that was started with the money raised from our plant sales and our green sales.
That I didn't know. So
we have scholarships to North Quincy, and Norfolk Aggie. Yeah. You know, somebody who's going on into one of the environmental sciences or something. So
something related.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Oh, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Yep. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, we're
now
happy to
do really
it.
Are going to have the plant sale.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Plants
exactly.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
No, you know, we don't mind if it rains a little.